is Bo Workman. He's a senior, plays tight end, linebacker, and punter. And he now joins me, David Smoak, Paul Catalina, on ESPN Central Texas. Four-year starter, Bo. You play three different positions. You're a part of all three phases of the game. How much fun has this been that you've led the program? Not just you, but others are in the position you're in right now. And what's it like right now among the Troy football team?
Oh, man, it's a blast. You know, 4 years definitely flies by, though. You know, I feel like just the other day I was showing up as a freshman at 160 pounds showing up there to practice. But, I mean, it blows by. But, I mean, the Troy atmosphere is definitely different. You know, I mean, it's kind of an attitude thing we've had since we got knocked out the second round against Franklin last year. Ever since we kind of hit the offseason there, we kind of decided, you know, we're going to change it. It's time to change the program. It's time to change the environment here. And, you know, going into 2 days, we knew that we were going to be able to take out teams like Cameron and the Rockville.
What is it about this offense that allowed you? You guys were good on offense last year. You guys are exploding this year. What's the difference?
Oh, I mean, you know, experience. You know, it comes with experience. I mean, whenever you have an O-line that only loses one player on it, I mean, that helps. You know, everyone understands the blocking schemes. Whenever you have, I mean, Zach Urbacha, guys running back, that helps as well. I mean, you can create a two-foot hole for that kid, and he can find a way to take it 90 yards on you. You know, we got depth in the receivers. They run great routes. They do blocking down the field exceptionally well. I mean, great guys. We got a great quarterback who returned or returning or is coming in this year and starting it, and he's doing great as well.
Where did you learn how to punt? Because that's something that a lot of times at the high school level, depending on the program, someone just drops the ball, they punt it. They just kick it as far as they can. You see that a lot no matter the level, and then some that are pretty good at it. You average 42 yards a punt. When did that start to be a part of your repertoire?
Oh, man. I actually played soccer for a really long time, from probably when I was about 3 until I was about 11 or 12, and I got chosen to be the goalie. I was a short little fat kid at the time, so goalie was my position. You know, I had decent hands, so I'd catch the ball and just punt it away. And that's something me and my brother did a lot, actually. You know, we'd sit in the front yard as well, and we'd just punt soccer ball back and forth to each other. My brother's actually the backup punter, and we would just punt back and forth to each other for hours a day.
So how many people are tight end linebacker punters? I mean, that, you've got a pretty unique combination. Tight end linebacker is not all that unusual, but throwing in the punting, I mean, that's a trifecta that not many people hit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing, I guess you could call it. You know, it's just – I mean, I don't want to be one of those hoorah guys that's saying how they're so built different, but, I mean, just, you know, blessed and excited to be able to do what I can do for this team.
Yeah, but I have been told you're kind of built differently, that when you get your mind made up on something, that if it's, that's what you want, then Bo Workman is going to find a way to get it. Where did that come from in your life?
Oh, definitely. I mean, my parents. You know, I can't thank my mom and dad enough for, ever since I was little, you know, kind of having that attitude of, if you want it, go and get it. There's nothing that should be able to stop you. If you can think about it, you should be able to go and do it. I mean, hard work and dedication has just been able to put me where I'm at today.
How much does it mean? You beat Rockdale last year. Yo, we know what they've been. And we know Rockdale's right. Been very good as well. And a couple years ago, they got you pretty badly. How much right. Does it mean, even though you have to focus on Maynard Tech and whatever's down the road, how much does it mean that you beat them straight up this year, both of them in the same season?
I mean, like I said, you know, it's we've been a team that ever since we started the 2-a-days that we've known we have the ability to beat these two teams. I mean, I think it means a lot for the Troy program as it goes into the future, you know, kind of setting a foundation. But, I mean, it really wasn't a surprise to anyone on the team. It was kind of one of those things that we knew we could do going into it.
How much has Ronnie Porter helped with what he's brought to the table at Troy?
Oh, he's done a great job. You know, as far as getting us ready on the defensive side, you know, we got a new defense this year. He became the DC for us. But he's done a great job. You know, he just kind of remains us, keeps us humble. Make sure we stay focused, stay locked in every single practice. But, I mean, our whole coaching staff is great. We have a great coaching staff at Troy.
You mentioned linebacker, and your stats, for those that don't know, 66 tackles, 2.5
yes,
sacks,
sir.
8 tackles behind the line of scrimmage, 2 caused fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, interception for a touchdown. However, here's a stat line of interest. 101 tackles, 5.5 sacks, tackles, 12 tackles behind the line of scrimmage, and a punt block. And that is your younger brother by 2 years, Caden. How much competition
yeah.
do you two have every week?
Oh, I mean, every single week, you know, we're going at it to see who can get more tackles in the game. I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from him, but, you know, he's just a defensive player, so I think that kind of plays into it a little bit. But I kind of remind him of that. But, I mean, Caden's a great player. You know, he's physical. He's got a motor. He's going at it nonstop. I mean, you know, there's times at practice when we have to tell him to chill out because he's constantly hitting kids. But he's a great linebacker. He reads well, fills the hole great, and he's not going to back down from anyone.
Yeah, Bo's out there blocking and, you know, punting. I mean, you get a little tired. It's okay to be tired, Bo. It's okay.
Yeah, but that's 35 tackles, Paul. I mean,
I know.
I mean, that's, yeah, look, man.
I would be taunting my older brother if I had one. Yeah, I get it.
All right, I also heard that there's a chance that when you, not that you aren't grown up, but when you get off to the point where you have to decide on a career, if it's not whatever level you continue to do in athletics, that Bo Workman wants to either coach or do something else involved in sports. What would that be?
I also thought about being a sports trainer, you know, kind of being one of those guys that trains kids and getting them better at what they're doing. I've just kind of been one of the kids that thinks those guys also play a big role in what people do in sports. You know, I think everyone should have that mentor that they look up to and that they go to work with. You know, I mean, everyone's got to have that guy that can really push them to the next level.
Do you remember how old you were when you first even understood what football was?
Actually, I do. I can remember when I was at, I think I was 4, sitting there watching Texas win the 2006 National Championship against USC when Vince Young ran it in the right corner of the end zone to win the game.
What were you thinking? Were you just watching the game like a kid that just kind of didn't quite know, but you did? Or was there something else about that kind of got you going?
I think I understood it pretty well. I mean, as a younger kid, I was excited to always watch football games. You know, my dad, I'd always sit there Saturday and we'd watch the Texas game. He was a huge Texas fan. I mean, I still have gear from the national championship team back then that I have signed from them when we went there when I was a little bitty kid. And Sunday, we'd always watch the NFL games and just kind of always understood the game. You know, it's been an exciting thing for me. I actually didn't get to start playing until I was in 6th grade because my dad didn't want me to play the Pee Wee level. But ever since I put the helmet and pads on, it just kind of came natural.
So, do you remember? I mean, you had to be, what, 3 or 4 years old when that happened. Do you remember that? Like, watching that, or is it just now you've seen it?
I remember seeing Vince Young behind the table, and I have a little Longhorn football that he signed. And Vince Young, all those guys, you know, it was great.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest championship games of all time and one of the most amazing moments as well. Is there any part of you that you would like to analyze the games one day on radio or television? And do you feel like if you were given that opportunity, that's something you could do?
Oh, I've actually thought about that. Yeah, I have 100%. I think it's something I could do. I like to talk a lot, so I can't lie there. I think I'm pretty good at analyzing and stuff like that and kind of explaining how the game goes, you know. But, I mean, I thought about that for sure. I thought it'd be something cool as well to do.
Well, you know, there's certain colleges. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to have a degree. I want you to get that, though. I know your parents do as well.
Yeah.
But that's all about knowledge, talent, and getting to know people, the right kind of people in the business or whatever. Yeah. And I don't know anybody in the business. Do you,
yeah,
Paul?
Hey, listen, Bo, give me a call anytime.
Yeah.
We'll run you through the ringer, buddy.
Yeah, we'll try to help sit. Now, not everything in life is ever easy. All of us, everybody has times in their life where you have to kind of face adversity. And I know that your last year was very good, and this year is turning out to be fantastic with many goals still to go. But your sophomore year, there was a lot of things going on in your life, and also you were injured quite a bit, and you had to just deal with things outside of football. How did you handle getting through that time?
I mean, that was definitely probably one of the hardest years I've had going into high school. But the friends, you know, I mean, the guys that I have on this team, they've been my best friends since I was 4. I mean, I've been here my whole life, and so have they. I think that's what makes this team so special is we have such a connection with each other, and, you know, we've been there our whole lives through everything through each other, you know. There's been other guys that have had hard times as well. We've been there for them, and the same thing comes in return with me. So, I mean, it's a good thing to have.
It says quite a bit, though, right, that you had the support group
for sure.
To get
Absolutely.
You through. Yeah. Yeah. Now, you mentioned you're a huge fan of Texas, and a lot of people are, of course, and you want to maybe play football, I would think, at the next level, and you've got the stats, you're versatile, you do everything. How are you trying to get your name out? Because I've always been told that if you can play, somebody will find you, but that's not always as easier said than done. How are you trying to get some programs to understand Bo Workman?
I mean, a lot of it comes with, like I said, the great coaching staff we have, you know, with Coach Lancaster, Coach Porter, all those guys. I kind of send them my film, and they're nice enough to me to send out my film as well to those college coaches that they know, you know, and I kind of get on Twitter, you know, send us a couple things, like coaches, some links, you know, kind of check me out here. Let me know what you think, coach, stuff like that. You know, just try to use social media to your advantage.
Who's the biggest coach you've sent something to?
The biggest coach? I'm probably have to say Coach Nagel at Tulane.
That's a good school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice place at New Orleans. You want to be
he's pretty, that's a pretty shrewd move there.
Yeah, that is that a medical school?
Is there like I would think so. I mean, I know when I went there on the visit, they had a medical and like a hospital basically right there on the field.
If you're not going to coach, you're not going to broadcast, it's still one of our jobs or both, and you're not going to be a sports trainer, is there something outside of athletics that interests you?
Ah, man, I really couldn't say there is. You know, I mean, just growing up in sports the way I have, it's just kind of been one of those things that it's like it's clicked with me. You know, I want to be able to, whenever I get older, have a job, but at the same time wake up and not think that I'm going to work. You know, just be excited with what I'm doing in my life.
Paul, it's been a while since we asked one of the football players about that one question about girls.
Yeah, no, you know, all of them have gotten off the hook this year.
Bo, we have to. We have not done this, and if you don't want to answer
it, be mad at the other guys.
Because we've let everyone else skate. Do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Okay, does she have your letter jacket?
She does not.
Okay, don't let that happen.
You'll never get it back.
I mean, seriously, that's kind of like the deal. You don't let that happen. You just... Yeah, that's good, and you're focused on football, and that's on. And I know she's a great girl, but don't give up the letter jacket, Bo. That's when you start losing control of your life.
Oh yeah, that's something that's close to me. Not many people touch my letter, man.
Okay,
good deal.
Yeah,
good deal.
Some guys just buckle on us when we ask that. They, oh yeah, she's got it, and then they never get it back. We don't want you to have to deal with that. All right, how do you focus? I know you're a large, big favorite against Maynard Tech. That doesn't mean you haven't practiced hard this week. How do you not let anything become a letdown after those wins you've had in district with Rockdale and a few weeks ago it was Joe?
I mean, like I said, you know, Coach Porter and them are doing a great job of just keeping us locked into it. I think another thing that helps with this team is we're really competitive with each other, you know. And whenever you can be competitive with each other and have good one-on-one practice, good blocking practice, you know, good route running, stuff like that to stay at each other, you know, it kind of helps create the game mood in practice. And whenever you can do that, it makes Friday nights easier and helps you kind of stay locked in at practice because you're not so worried about who you're facing. You're worried about getting that thing done right then and there at that practice.
Can you dance?
I mean, I would say yes. You know, there's some people that would say no, but I mean, I like to do it.
That's what I've been told.
It's all relative.
I've heard, but when do you have time to dance if you're always on the field?
Oh, on the field, you know, I mean,
okay.
I mean, dancing at practice, you know, I feel like that lightens the mood up, you know, I mean, I don't think anyone wants to go to a boring practice where you sit there and you just get lectured and go through it all, you know, you got to create some excitement.
Final thing, you mentioned Rabacik, and he's not the only one you have on the offensive end because you're putting up big numbers as a team, and you're part of that as tight end, and you've scored yourself touchdowns as well. If you two met in the hole, like the Oklahoma drill or some sort of drill where it was you and Zach, how does that end?
Oh, I'm taking him down. I'm taking him down.
We don't want to start any friction on this team. I mean, things are going well.
Sure. That's... Like I said, you know, I mean, no disrespect to Hrabacik. I mean, film doesn't lie. You watch his film, he is one of the most elusive backs in the state of Texas. And I mean that with every bit I say. This kid can accelerate insanely. I mean, his cuts are insane. His stop and goes, it's crazy. I mean, like I said, you can give him a 2-foot hole, and he can take 90 yards on you.
Yep, he's good. He puts up big numbers.
That was really solid analysis right there.
I like that. Hey, Bo, thank you very much. Tell Caden to stop beating you in the tackle department and everything else. Sacks, tackles for losses. My goodness, that's awesome. Congratulations. It's been one of the feel-good stories this year, no question, with Ronnie Porter, Troy. That's Bo Workman.